section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sam Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
What the hell do you mean I'm not watching porn on this episode?
I understand your disappointment, Norma Jean, but I'm trying to clean the show up a little. I just think...
Well, that's the first problem. You thinking.
I just think the fans are tired of all the raunchiness. I want to see if we can do one clean show.
The only thing clean about this show is my panties. Suck it up, Blake. You've created a monster. Now deal with it.
Okay. We'll push record and do your own intro then.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 26 of It Burns When I Pee. If you're looking for some real country music and lots of four-letter words, then you've come to the right place. Kick back, drop your drawers, and grab an ice-cold PBR. We got two more episodes of IBWIP coming at ya. Now press play on the theme song and let's get nasty.
Sing my song. reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. No! Stop it, Catherine! This is a serious moment! Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man... Oh! Ah, sick! That's it! I now pronounce you farts and quiff!
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss the same little lies couldn't buy. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Way to talk clearly into the microphone. I like it. I like your cooperation. Your sobriety is looking very well. All right. Welcome, everybody, to episode 26 of It Burns an IP, entitled pharmony.com. And I can't get in trouble for that because I put P-E-E. Get
That's
it?
Good. Yeah, like E-harmony. Only P harmony.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about online dating.
Sweet.
Sweet. Okay, so we just heard High Lonesome and their song Healer. Some call you a whore, but I call you a healer.
Nice. I like that song.
It's nice. We have with us the lovely and talented Norma Jean. How are you, my love?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I haven't seen you in like a month. Exactly a month, actually.
I know. I've been busy.
Busy.
New puppy.
A new puppy?
Yeah.
Did you like the wedding march at the beginning of the show?
It's funny.
That was a special, you know... Thank you, or not thank you, but a congratulatory song.
Nice anthem for Carrie Ann.
Nope. Oh. Oh. Beep.
She can play that at her funeral.
I already got one letter from the attorney. Now I'm going to get two.
Whatever.
So.
She won't watch this.
Why don't you give the show lineup and we'll get going. Hey, where's Creepy?
I don't know. Eh. Sucks.
That's always your answer whenever he's not here.
He does suck. All right, well, we're going to have an interview and music from our featured artist, Kara Clark. We're going to have some music from High Lonesome, David Allen Coe, Robbie Folks, and Misery Jackal. And then we're also going to have some internet dating tips for all our single friends out there. Not too sure about how that's going to go, but we're going to give you some tips.
Because I know, you know, I'm a resident expert. I was hoping Creepy Guy would be here because that's how him and...
Yeah.
Sarah Bear met, but...
He sucks. Okay, and then we're going to have some fan feedback and contact information. And then, you know, much, much more, whatever else goes on in this crazy show.
And for fan feedback, which we're going to do next, I put it in the show early because I wanted to do it before he got drunk, but congratulations, you're doing your first episode of It Burns My Peace Sober.
Thanks. It won't happen again.
It won't happen again. So why don't we go ahead and get in the feedback, and then we'll play some music, and we'll get the show on the road.
Okay. The first one's from E. Fogelmark. I'm not sure. F. Fogelmark? E. Fogelmark, is that?
Elizabeth. It's my sister-in-law.
E. Fogelmark. So yeah. That, okay. I love your show more and more each time I listen to it. While the host is an amazing, handsome man, it's Norma Jean that I've been keeping my eyes on. Hubba hubba. And it's a girl?
Yeah. She likes it like that. Okay. She has fun bags.
Does
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah?
She got huge fun bags.
Nice.
We were talking about her fun bags last night when we were playing Guitar Hero, Metallica edition, mm-hmm. and we were discussing whipped cream, and her fun bags are so big, she would have to use a whole can on each boob.
Freaking crap.
Yeah, my brother's a lucky guy.
I guess.
All right. I guess I probably shouldn't have shared that without their permission.
She probably doesn't care.
Yeah, she don't.
She's talking about whipped cream on her boobs. I'm sure she's fine with it. All right.
She said I had a big penis, too.
Oh, how would she know?
Because I put it on her Facebook because it was open. Her Facebook was open, and we were playing Guitar Hero, and she was playing. So I put my brother-in-law has a big, huge penis.
Oh, God. It's nice.
I don't get out much.
All right. The next one's from The Chuck. You all have shown and continue to show me new and awesome bands, and for that, I thank you. Fucking A++.
Last time we just got an A+. This time we got A++.
We're moving up in the world. All right, the next one's from Nick's. Fucking great show. And hearing my dumb ass made my nipples hard. Ha 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 ha. Y'all rule. Best of luck. All right, the next one's from Melissa. Gary came up with this one the other day. Thought you might need a half-assed chuckle. Why did the fish cross the road?
Why did the fish cross the road?
For the halibut.
He's so silly.
Okay. She says, damn, can't wait to hear the show. You got to keep making more. How much merchandise do I have to buy to keep you in business? Shit, I'll wear them boxers. I ain't scared.
You'd have to buy a lot. Enough for me to pay rent.
Oh, God.
That's a lot.
Okay, the next one's from Wild Bill. Seemed like the right combo. Some songs I wasn't feeling. I like it rowdy, outlaw. But hey, I can respect why they were there. Damn, Norma Jean made it through the emails. It's funnier when she's drunker. Plus, it gives me something to pick on. Oh, and JT was cool, and so was the interview. What? It's nice when I'm drunker. How was he picking on me?
He picked on you the last episode. You always have trouble with his emails, remember, because he writes...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He doesn't spell right. He didn't spell right in this one either. I just kind of went through it and didn't say anything. He said, drunketer. When I said drunker. All right, the next one's from Paul. It says, aw, fuck's sake, just as I discover a podcast I like, you're going to stop it. What gives? Seems like you have it all going for you. Interviews with guys like JTE, public service announcements on not leaving toilets in a mess, and three drunk chicks lezzing out on the sofa. You're the next Letterman, or do I mean Larry Sanders? Seriously, Blake, that was a great interview. I had interviews where the guy hardly knows or cares about his guests, but I could tell it was a pretty cool thing for you to meet him. I hope IBWIP continues for a long time yet. Your Scottish pal. That's interesting.
I kind of got a little teary-eyed. That was Paul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul.
A little teary-eyed.
Nice. Nice little feedback. All right, this one's from Grill Billy. I like that. Grill Billy. Still the best. Donate to this podcast on their website and help it keep going. I have been a fan for over a year now, and they bring real country music and amazing folks like Justin Townes Earl. Keep on keeping it on, Blake.
And Norma Jean. And Creepy Guy.
That wasn't on there.
Oh. it's
all about you.
It's all about... That's why I had to make your screen smaller so people could see me on the PiaVision. It's all about me.
It's fine. That happens to me quite a bit. It's okay.
Huh?
I can take it.
And us not doing this show anymore after May really isn't about money. I don't think.
What's it about?
Let's get into that discussion later on in the show.
Okay.
Sorry,
so
I kind of...
So serious.
I don't know. So, enough banter on segment one.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. We like your banter. It's just so odd because it's appropriate because you're not cussing or nothing because you're not slurring your speech or anything.
Not yet. Well, I won't be slurring, but I may be cussing later.
Cussing is good.
We'll see.
Your hair looks nice today.
Does it?
Very a la natural.
I think it looks like crap.
Fuck. Take a compliment.
Thanks,
Jesus
though.
Christ. I would have been like, hey, your hair looks like shit. Would that have been better?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Norma Jean, your hair looks like shit.
Thanks, Blake.
All right. Here is David Allan Coe. I'm going to hurt her on the radio. I like this song.
Hurt so good.
Do, 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 do.
I'm going to hurt her on the radio. She's going to hear me everywhere she goes. I get to her the only way I know. I'm going to hurt her on the radio. Take these pieces of my broken heart and watch him climb the country music chart. She's gonna pay me back in royalties for bringing me down to my knees. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. She's gonna hear me everywhere she goes. I get to her the only way I know. I'm gonna tell the world the way she'd done me wrong,
and make a million while she sings along. She thinks she's heard the last of my love songs, but she won't feel that way for long. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. She's gonna hear me everywhere she goes. She's gonna feel it deep inside her soul. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. I'm gonna get to her in stereo. She's gonna feel it deep inside her soul. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. Inside her soul, I'm gonna hurt her on the radio. I'm gonna hurt her on the radio.
Now, some of you single guys and gals out there might be tired of dating those crazy drunks at the local bar.
Hell no. Those are my favorite kind.
Well, some people might want to look somewhere else, Creepy. I'm just trying to give them some more options.
How about the local high school?
Ugh, you're not helping here, Creepy. May I continue?
Sure, man. I'll just go grab a beer.
Okay, so if you're single and tired of the bar scene, another option you have is internet dating. I've come up with some tips to kind of help you get started. Throughout the show, I'll be stopping by and giving you some of these tips. So let's get started with tip number one. Never pay for a membership. There are some free sites out there like datehookup.com. If you want to use one of those fancy-dancy sites that cost money, just make your profile and creatively hide your email address within it. Look, you're going to spend a lot of money on first dates, so there's no reason why you should have to pay to get those dates, too.
Wow. Can this get any longer? You'll have better luck finding a date at McDonald's. They sometimes have a hot shake or two working the drive-thru.
Yeah, most of them are 16. How are you not in prison?
Because I creep. You just keep it on the down low. Ha 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 ha.
Goodbye, good looking.
Is your microphone on?
It's on.
Try again.
It's on. Don't like Donkey Kong, biatch.
Biatch. All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, that was Robbie Fulks' Goodbye Good Looking from the album South Mouth.
South Mouth. That's kind of a cool name for an album. South
that
Mouth.
Is a funny name. I like that name.
I like it. So
nickname some people South Mouth.
Hey, buddy, South Mouth. Yeah. That could be like our new like slang for oral sex on a woman or a man. I guess.
It's like schwing.
Schwing.
South Mouth.
Suck it. I guess it's funnier if you're sitting here with just me and you. It's like South Mouth, bitch. Eat a dick. That never. That doesn't seem to work very good. Hey, suck it.
No.
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 Girls don't like that.
No.
That's my problem. So anyway, I went and saw Rachel Brooke.
Did you?
The infamous Rachel Brooke show. It was super awesome.
I think I saw some pictures of it.
Yeah. I have a shitty camera. I have a shitty fucking camera.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. But I got there and she showed up and I got to go backstage.
Sweet.
There was a room and it was like bigger than the whole bar. It had couches on it and tables and
did she dance for you?
No. Her boyfriend was there. And her boyfriend is the stand-up bass player for 357 String Band.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love. And
yeah, I saw a picture of him on
there. Yeah, I had a picture of the two of them. His name is Rick Ness. He's super, super cool. It was really super cool. They were really cool. They let me hang out back there and stuff. And
fun.
We did the interview, and we're going to have that interview on the May episode. Because we're going to play a couple songs off the new Bitter Harvest album with her and Lonesome Wyatt from Those Poor Bastards. And that's going to be our 2-year anniversary show.
Really?
Yeah. You think Creepy Guy will show up for that?
Probably not.
Yeah. 2 years.
He'll probably be stuck in a hole somewhere.
Stuck in a hole.
Giving somebody some South Mouth.
Hey, big fella. I'm Creepy Guy. You want a little South Mouth? See, if he was here, he'd know all the cool lingo. It seems as though when he's not here, is when we come up with the funny, like, sayings.
Yeah, it's because he's not interrupting with his big mouth.
Oh. So, and again, episode 27 is probably going to be the final episode of It Burns and IP. I don't know.
Sad.
Do you want to keep doing it?
Sure, why not?
We'll figure out something. Maybe we'll change it up a little bit. Maybe it's just I'm having writer's block.
Is that your problem?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's writer's block. I think it's like you're in a rut right now.
I put it in a rut. I give her the South Mouth. Is being in a rut when you put it in her butt?
No.
Oh.
Could be, but that's not what I'm talking about.
That's probably why my dating is not going very well.
God, you got problems, dude. Telling people, suck it.
I say, suck it. Smack them in the face. No.
Putting it in the rut. People don't like that.
Maybe I should call you before I like do something. I'll be like, hold on just a minute. Hey, Norma Jean, is it okay if I say, suck it, South Mouth? And you'll be like, no. I'll be like, okay, thanks. I'll be like, hey, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
If a guy wants you to go down on him, what do they normally say to you to where you'll go, okay.
They don't usually ask me. I just do it.
Oh, yeah. Where have you been all my life? You just do it? There's no, like, hand signal or anything?
No.
They don't go this or nothing?
No.
Gee, I'm doing
if
it all.
If I want to, I do it.
I'm just doing it all wrong.
It happens quite a bit.
on average, how many times a week do you perform oral sex?
Probably 2 or 3.
Wow. Like full from beginning to end or from beginning to half?
Usually like it begins that way and then...
How long does it last?
Depends on the day.
Do you get bored of it?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I can see where it would be kind of boring for... And I'm not doing a 70s disco dance.
No.
Oh.
Well, and it's not as easy for a woman to do it as a guy to, like, you know, you guys just have to use your tongue. We have to, like, shove something down our mouth and, like, choke ourselves on it.
Oh.
Push back that gag reflex.
So anyway, this episode is entitled pharmony.com. And I thought it was the creepy guy was going to be here, so I thought we should talk about like online dating. Have you ever gotten into online dating at all?
Nope.
No.
I've never online dated anybody.
Wow, this topic's going to last a long time.
Sorry.
Do you know anybody that's done online dating?
Just creep. And one of my sister's friends.
We won't name her names.
And she married a guy from England.
That she met on the internet?
Yeah, and he moved here for her.
Wow.
And now they're divorced. But they were married for like 5 years. And they dated for like 2.
Really? Well, but yeah, how much dating can you do in different countries? A lot of cyber sex.
But I think he moved here like a year after they started talking or whatever.
That's a long time. Like, I wouldn't wait for somebody for a year to show up. Like, my Asian mail order bride, that takes like 2 years.
Ew.
I looked into it. You have to like, go over there like 2 or 3 times.
You can order an Asian bride?
Well, yeah.
Gross.
I'm like, I just want to pick the picture out, get some kind of confirmation.
She doesn't speak your language. She don't give a shit what she's saying
right.
anyway.
Put her in one of those crates, poke a couple holes in the damn thing, and get her ass over here. You can put those little foam peanuts in there. And
gross.
You can, like, put a place where she can go potty or something. And
that is wrong. You're so wrong.
And then I wonder why she's so bitter when she gets here.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Mr. Blickman, Mr. Podcast. Sucky, sucky this. Suck mouth. I know suck mouth. South mouth.
Oh, yeah, I'll bite it off.
I'll bite it. Nah, never mind. Well, I don't know. Creepy guy is like the guy we were going to talk to about all of this because he like met Sarah Bear on a internet thingamajigger, Bob. Should we try to call him?
No.
Come on, let's try to call him and see what happens.
He sucks. He's not going to answer the phone.
Well, we can try. Look at us with live. Do you think he'll answer the phone? I've tried some internet dating.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
You know how most of it's gone.
Yeah, I know, it sucks. What kind of psychos do you think you're going to meet on the internet, man? Most of the time they're crazy people that can't get dates outside of the internet because they're nuts. That's why they're on there. Or they're married. Or they have a boyfriend.
Or they have a boyfriend. Yeah, that boyfriend thing, that kicks in a lot, too. Mm-hmm. Not naming any names, Mrs. X.
This is Ryan. I'm away from my phone right now.
Sucks. I told you. He sucks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Creepy. We're, like, calling you live on the show, and we want to talk about internet dating with you. Not, like, internet dating with you. But Norma Jean's here.
South mouth.
And she just called you South mouth, and since you're not here, you don't know what that means. But let me just give you a tip. If a guy is sucking your dick, if a guy is sucking your dick, and when he's done, you beat him up, you're not gay. All right, we're going to call your girlfriend. Bye. Stop. God. It's a new phone. Not. This is going to, like, really blow, like, content-wise, if we don't get something out of this.
I'm sorry. I don't have any internet dating experience.
That's all right.
I meet all my boyfriends from buying houses. Hey, baby, you want to sell me a house? I'll let you live with me.
And you can fix everything because you sold me this shitty piece of shit house.
I'll give you a south mouth.
2 to 3 times a week. Until I get
bored. Hi, this is Sarah. Thanks for calling today. I missed your phone call, but if you leave me a message, I'll get back to you.
A message? I would like to leave you a massage.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Press 5 now.
At the tone,
I don't know what that is.
Pages them.
When
send them your telephone number.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's Blake.
Bloody hell!
It's a bloody fucking wanker, friend. And I'm leaving you a massage. Message or massage. Anyway, we're going to talk about internet dating. And it would have been nice if you would have answered your phone, because I know that you have some history with internet dating. So, I don't know.
Thanks.
Call us back. Bye.
Blah.
You want to call anybody else since the segment's kind of like went to shit?
No.
Let's call my mom.
Did she internet date?
Huh?
Did she internet date?
My mom?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll find out.
You don't know. I can make some shit up.
Yeah. We might have to. We might have to do some editing. I'll tell you a story or two. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you watching PiaVision?
Oh, wait, no, I forgot.
Oh, thanks, Mom. Well, I got you on the speakerphone. It's just me and Norma Jean because Ryan didn't show up again.
Okay.
And we were going to talk to him about internet dating because that's how he met Sarah on is that through internet dating.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever internet dated?
No, I have not.
Did they have the internet when you were dating?
No.
So you don't have any tips for internet dating or anything?
No, I do not.
It's not really going very well for me, is it, Mom?
I'd say no.
What do you think I should do?
I think you should not do internet dating.
Then I'll grow up lonely and all alone and become a bitter old man.
You should go hang out at the hospital and try to date a nurse.
Norma Jean says I should go hang out at the hospital like a really creepy person.
No, you should go to like the cafeteria and like fall over in front of a doctor, like a woman doctor.
No,
or something.
I think there's someone out there for you. You just haven't found her yet.
Oh.
There's somebody out there for everyone.
She's Asian. I have to order her.
She's coming in the mail.
Hey, Mom, we were talking.
Not doing that either.
She's really against me with age, and I think she's racist. Are you a bigot?
No, I just don't like you watching Asian porn.
She doesn't like me watching. No, but we were talking. She doesn't like me watching Asian porn. We were talking that we're like how they bring those girls over from Asia. Do they put them like in a big one of those crates and put like the foam?
You're so retarded.
They put the foam peanuts in there. I mean, you poke some holes in it so they can breathe.
Well, I would hope so. Yeah.
I think that's why they're angry when they get over here.
I think there might be a little more sophisticated way now of doing that.
Would
like
you?
A,
would
like
you?
Like a passenger on an airplane or something.
Like a passenger on an airplane.
I kind of guessed that, yeah.
Do you think I should go that route?
Oh, don't even go there.
Jesus, don't go there. You're making Norma Jean cough. You're so funny, Mom.
Yeah,
you,
I know. I am just a hoot.
She probably won't be able to sleep tonight because she's been coughing so much from laughing so hard.
God.
It's from the south mouth.
From the south mouth.
Oh.
Hey, Mom, what do you call a blowjob? Do you call it south mouth?
No.
Did they have blowjobs when you were dating?
I believe there was, yes.
Did you give me?
She's like, I heard of them before. I probably won't. I'm not going to go there with you.
No, because you won't know how good I am.
Oh, my God.
No, she didn't.
Well, thank you for livening up the show a little bit.
Well, good. I'm glad to do my part.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Am I your favorite son in the whole world?
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Good show.
Thanks. That was hilarious. There's something funny about my mom talking about blowjobs.
Yeah. I don't want to know about my mom. Mm-mm. It freaks me out. When I was younger, my mom had a boyfriend, and I never thought about her, like, having sex with him because he was this big, huge guy. I mean, he was a big, big dude. He was, like, 6'4", and his hand was, like, as big as my face. I'm serious.
You know, they say about guys with big hands.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't want to know. And my sisters were like, how do you think they have sex? And I was like, Mom doesn't have sex. And they're like, yes, she does. And Anna's like, oh, yes, they do. And she goes,
That's hilarious.
I was like, no, sick.
Have you ever caught her having sex?
No. Aaron was like, how do you think she does it? She has to be on top. He would kill her.
He would squish her. Oh, that is hilarious. So internet dating, that's pretty much that topic kind of got shot up in the water.
Sorry. Yeah, don't date creepy people off the internet. That's my advice. Don't do it. Go hang out at the library. Go to the hospital and hang out in the cafeteria. That's another good place to meet.
Hey, did
go
you
to
know,
church. Meet some godly woman.
I need some godly woman. I need a rich woman.
There's quite a few godly rich women at the church.
Take me to the church. So the whole show is supposed to be based around how positive about online dating, and we've basically just tore it apart.
Oh, I didn't know it was supposed to be positive.
Well, you know, we always send a positive message on It Burns IP. You want to make something up here?
Okay. Internet dating is cool.
All the cool people are doing it.
Look, guys, I just met my boyfriend online. Internet dating is so cool. All the cool kids are doing it.
As long as you get the South Mouth, you'll get another date. We should make up like a dummy profile and put, I love the South Mouth. Both giving and receiving. Oh, well.
Sorry about that.
Let's see. What stories can I tell? I don't really think I should tell any of them.
I don't think those people are worthy of you telling any of their stories.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
They're not. They all suck. That's okay. Why they're on the internet.
There you go.
Sorry.
All right. Well, what should we do next? I don't know. This segment's kind of dragging ass.
Sorry. I thought we were going to talk about the Rachel Brooks show.
We did.
Oh, yeah, we did. Shit.
Maybe you should drink a little more.
How am I at? What about the Kara Clark song, Living Proof?
Hey, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, okay. I guess we're going to play Kara Clark, Living Proof.
And then we're going to follow that with her interview.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea?
Let's talk about that.
All right. We'll be back. Here is Kara Clark. No relation to me, by the way, although.
Clark?
Well, that's my mom's maiden name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I asked my mom if we had any family in West Virginia, and she said no.
You don't want to have any incest or anything, right?
She Kara's hot.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you. All right, here we go. Kara Clark, Living Proof, followed by another great interview from the Burns and IP. Do you want to tag anything?
Mouth, mouth.
What if I'm changing? What if I'm stumbling and suddenly? What if I'm disappeared? And you came back for me and I wasn't here. Don't you think I'll suffer long enough? Or do I have to do to get your attention?
right, and welcome everybody back to episode 26 of It Burns When I Pee. And we have with us tonight Kara Clark. And Kara, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
We just got done hearing your song Living Proof, and why don't you tell us a little bit about where you were born and raised?
Actually, I'm from Huntington, West Virginia. Born and raised there, lived there my entire life. So I moved to Nashville about 7 years ago.
Okay, and what made you decide to get into music and have it be your career?
It's a weird thing. I was never, I never did music. I never was in choir. I actually think I was kicked out of choir in ninth grade. And I never did any music in my 20s. It wasn't ever in my world. And then practically overnight, I just decided, you know, I'm going to buy a guitar and I'm going to sing and write music. And, you know, everybody was just kind of like, just baffled at where it came from. And then, without being too long-winded, after, you know, a few years, I just up and moved here. Actually, it was 1 year I was doing it. I wrote some stuff, you know, made a little recording, moved to Nashville, and, you know, all the while, my family's still saying, what has happened to her? Where did this come from? No one's musical in my family. And then, you know, later we find out that my biological grandfather played the tank senior. And so that whole side of my family is musical, so maybe that's where it came from. But it totally was just knee-jerk reaction came to Nashville. Just crazy, I guess.
And it just kind of hit you one day. It just smoldered for quite a few years then, huh?
Yeah. It was just... It's insane. I actually get people who say, you know, who made up your bio? And I'm like, it's really true. That's exactly how it happened. And I've had people say, you know, you really need to say that you've been doing music since you were three. And I'm like, I don't have it, you know?
Right.
I was a paramedic. I'm still a paramedic. I didn't know anything about music. And then I just started singing, and people were like, whoa. So, kind of strange.
That's pretty awesome. How difficult have you found it to be getting your music heard in Nashville in hopes of getting a record deal or getting it out there to everybody?
Extremely for me. I mean, for me, it has been because I'm not typical. I don't want to be, but my music, you know, there have been times getting to where I am now that I've actually sat down and been like, okay, I'm going to try to be more this, and I'm going to try to be more commercial, and I'm going to try, but it just doesn't happen. It still ends up coming right back around and sounding like me, which, you know, at this point in my life, I'm glad.
Right.
It's not something I want to change now. I think it was all just trying to get here, you know, where I am today. But at the same time, I'm not, you know, like some of the stuff, well, okay, the majority of the stuff on the radio, it's not me, you know. And I also deal with, in Nashville thinks I'm very rock, you know, but I don't think I am. You know, my family, people that are close to me, we all laugh about it because I'm not rock. But according to Nashville, you know,
sure.
I'm too rock, I'm too edgy, I'm too this, I'm too that, and I'm at the point now that that's fine. If that's, you know, what some people want to think about me, then they can think it, because I can't be pop country. I couldn't sell it if I wanted to. I don't think anyone would even buy it if I was, like, dancing around happy, prancing, and singing of things I didn't write. It's just not for me, you know. Sure. So I've had a hard time.
Sure. Before the interview, we heard Living Proof. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that song and what inspired you to write it?
Yeah, actually, I don't drink anymore. I think Living Proof is one of the latest ones I wrote, and I've gotten probably almost, besides Sinning, I've got the most response out of that song. Most of my stuff is not autobiographical, even though the majority of people think I'm the saddest, angriest in the world. I'm not. It's just so funny because people meet me and they're like, oh my gosh, we thought you were like the angry girl, and I'm so not. But Living Proof actually is. Of all the songs to ask me about, that one I did write about me. I got the hook in my head and picked up a guitar that someone had loaned me. I have my own guitar, so somebody had loaned me a guitar, and it was a Martin, and I fell in love with it, and I picked it up, and I wrote Living Proof in about 20 minutes. But it is about a situation I was in a little over a year ago that I thought was just the end of the world, and now, of course, I look back, and it wasn't the end of the world.
Sure.
But, you know, I just got the hook. I got the idea of Living Proof, and it came very easily because at the time I wrote it, I was very sad, and I was extremely heartbroken over someone, so it came out. But most of my stuff is not about me, but that one just so happens. It is, so now everyone will know that I'm vulnerable.
Yeah, isn't everybody?
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, for someone who writes all her own stuff, do you think that it's more difficult for a female artist to get noticed in Nashville, plus, you know, being a female songwriter? Do you find both of those things issues because of that you're a female?
Yeah, for me, again. I have had several people say to me, oh, it's probably a lot easier for you being a girl. Well, you know what? That's really not the case. It's not the case because I tend to have to weed out people, and then I wonder who's really genuine and who's not, and who has ulterior motives, and you know, then you just have to deal with who respects you and who doesn't. And so I tend to be the non-networker, the one that stays home, the one that, you know, doesn't go out and mingle and work the room, and that's probably hurt me as well. But I haven't had an easier time being a female at all. I'm not blonde. I'm not 18 years old. You know, I'm writing about, I'm writing about the things that no other real female artists are singing or writing or cutting other people's stuff. You know, it just tends to be the same type of music, the same, you know, just lighthearted stuff, which is fine, but it's not me. And, you know, the old school country, if you go back years and years and years ago, all of their stuff was more in the vein lyrically of what mine is, which is, you know, the true feeling of people, and it isn't all pretty all the time.
Right.
So the fans I've got and the supporters that I've got appreciate that. And I think that they, you know, they can relate a lot more with me.
Sure.
You know, because it is real life stuff, and not everything in real life is so pretty all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I tend to be the ones that the fans relate to that have maybe lived a little more.
Sure.
And I think maybe, I'm hoping some music's coming back to that, but it tends to be the male artists still, even stuff I listen to. If I do turn on the radio, the stuff I like is the guy stuff, and they tend to sing and write more the
real life stuff.
The kind of stuff I do.
Right.
The girls aren't doing it, and I don't know why.
So who inspires you musically? I mean, who have you, some of the artists that you're currently listening to, or some of the people that you look to as like mentors?
I'm a huge Hank Free fan, even though my music and his music, you know, obviously are not anything alike. But he does inspire me because he does it his way. He does things his way, and he really doesn't care, you know, if it pleases certain suits or whoever. So that is an inspiration to me. You know, I'm a big Anthony Smith fan. He's a big writer here in Nashville. But there again, he's a little left of center compared to some of the other well-known writers. So I appreciate that out of him. I'm still a huge Edwin McCain fan, and I get a little flack from some of my rocker friends, but I don't care. I love him. I think he's great. He's always written and done his thing his way. So I think they all tend to... I'm listening to Wilco, Uncle Tupelo, Drive By Truckers recently, but I mean, I also listen to Tool, and I'll listen to Trisha Yearwood, Patti Loveless. You know, I think I just go in phases, but for the most part, the ones that inspire me the most are the ones that write their own stuff and don't let anyone else kind of mold them into a product. They kind of just may take them longer, I guess, but they tend to stay true to who they are, and whether they're, you know, they might not have stadium sellouts, but you know, they're playing and they're making a living and they're happy. So it's kind of what I'm geared more toward anyway.
Sure. So what projects do you have currently that you're working on? Do you have any album out yet, or?
I've two demo, whatever, EPs, you know, one was a 4-song, one was a 6-song. I'm constantly, right now, writing and recording, but most of them are just songwriter demos. They're just really stripped down. I went through, you know, a phase. You can listen to my stuff. You can listen to Murder, Suicide, and you can listen to Sinning, and, you know, people love those, and I love them. But then you can compare them maybe to Living Proof, and I don't drink anymore, and it, you can see where I've kind of progressed to a more stripped-down sound. And I think that's just what you have to do to find maybe your sound. And we've actually even talked about going back in and stripping some of my first stuff more down to an acoustic sound, because even when I play out, people will come up to me and say, I really like that version better. And it's not a different song. It's just stripped down. It's just being a guitar. So I signed a management deal actually 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And so we're kind of starting from scratch. We're going to go back in the studio. I don't think we're going to cut a record in Nashville. I think I'm going to do it somewhere else. But they're going to support me and the sound that I want to do, and they're going to back it and go from there, you know. If they pitch me to a major, then that'd be great. If I just tour and sell some records and get some fans and just do my thing, that'd be great too, you know. Sure. I don't dream of selling out places. I just want to play my music for the people that appreciate it. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm always going to write. I'll always write every day. All right.
Cool. So where can fans get a hold of your music now? I mean, there is quite a few songs on your MySpace, but if people wanted to get a hard copy of some of your stuff, how do they do that?
Right now, the best way to get my stuff would just be through MySpace. I still have some press CDs that people mail to my producer here in Nashville, and actually, I wasn't even produced in Nashville. We're out here in the outskirts of town. But he would still mail out some copies. We talked about the whole iTunes thing and all that. I just haven't got there yet. I've got other stuff going on. But for now, I still get emails of people wanting, you know, just my CDs. And I'll send them out that way through MySpace right now. But like I said, I have a website. There's nothing on it because we're redoing everything. But eventually, hopefully before July, all that will be there. And, you know, everything can be done through an actual website versus MySpace.
Cool. And so for right now, you can go to myspace.com/KARA Clark Music and check you out. Kara, thank you very much for being on the show. I really do enjoy your music. I like it because it is very raw and very real. And I tend to kind of lean toward that kind of music myself. But it's nice to know that a lady such as yourself, a talented lady like yourself, is not succumbing to the Nashville machine. And that's what we promote here on this show. So
great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we're going to let Kara go here, and we're going to listen to I Don't Drink Anymore. And we'll be back on episode 26 of It Burns When I Pee.
The tears. This is terrible, terrible news. Where else can you get your fix for real country music? Well, I'll tell you where.
Head on over to Outlaw Radio Chicago every Tuesday night. You can find real country music such as the 357 String Band, Hank 3, Wayne the Train Hancock, and many, many more. Just because It Burns When IP is going off the air doesn't mean that you have to be shut out from real country music forever. Head over to www.myspace.com/Outlaw Radio 2 for more information. That's Outlaw Radio Chicago every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Central.
Okay, so now that you've got your email address hidden in your profile, now you got to put up a couple good pictures of yourself.
You like some nudes with your big old wanker hanging out?
No. Like one with you kind of dressed up and another with a casual look to it. Oh, and make sure you smile. But make sure that you don't put up one with you and your ex-girlfriend in it.
Yeah, because you don't want to have a picture or a podcast all over the internet with an ex-girlfriend on it.
Nice. Real nice.
What? Too soon?
Anyway, get a few picks up and get ready for the magic to happen.
Is it, magic? You call this hot streak you've been on?
You're not funny. Just a barrel of laughs on this episode. Maybe for the third tip, I'll have Norma Jean help me out.
Help? I was trying to help you, remember? High schools? No, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the show.
To keep the show going.
Yeah, I hocked it all up. Okay, you got your mic on?
Hello.
Okay, go ahead and, I'm going to do it. We just got done listening to Kara Clark and her song, I Don't Drink Anymore. That's kind of like your song for the night.
I know. I'm sober today. I got to go home and cook something for work tomorrow. See, I did that last show, came here and I drank a bottle of wine and I was trashed and I went home and I didn't want to cook.
So I while we were on the break, I figured out somebody else I knew that did online dating.
Sweet.
So we're going to call him on the phone?
Okay.
This calling people is kind of cool, like live, don't you think?
You like it?
Do you like it?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe it's something we could do more often.
We should do practical jokes.
Practical
Hello?
Jokes. Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
So, this is my sister-in-law, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
And, you know, this, you know, It Burns When I Pee, my podcast?
Yes.
Have you heard of it before?
Yes, I have.
Relax.
I don't usually watch it.
I know you don't.
Because I'm usually in bed.
We talked about your fun bags earlier. Is that okay?
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, is that all right?
Was it about the whipped cream?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, no, that's fine.
And I told everybody that you thought I had a big penis, because it's on your Facebook. So you met my stepbrother online, is that correct, for their online dating?
Yes.
And, okay, she says yes. She says yes and then laughs. So how did that all go down? I mean, like, how long had you been doing internet dating before you met my brother?
Just a couple of weeks.
Wow, look at that. She didn't waste
I don't know how long he'd been doing it, but I had only been on it like a couple of weeks.
Had you went on a date with anybody else from online dating?
I did. I went out with another guy who was really nice, but was kind of looking for a family and all sorts of wanting kids and...
Wow, you only went on one date and you found all that out?
Two dates, and plus he had an addiction to his cats. He was weird with his cats.
He liked the pussy,
huh? I didn't like that. He had a cat room.
He had a cat room? Yeah, I'm glad
he had a cat room with, like, pictures of the cats, and they each had their own beds, and...
You know what? He was gay.
Yes, he was.
So what was it about my brother's profile that, besides his sexy picture, I'm sure, what was it about
him? It was his picture and the way he talked about his kids.
Aw. I've had his kids on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
They're orphans on my show.
That's funny.
So, do you have any tips or any kind of, like, things that you would recommend people do if they're going to online date?
Matt was on my matches. Like, you know how they give you sometimes, like, Cupid.com did that. They give you, like, certain matches, and he was a match for me.
Wow. He was a match for you. And you guys, how long have you been married?
We've been married for 5 years.
So is he pretty good in bed?
Yeah.
She just says, yeah.
Do I need to elaborate, or is yeah okay?
No, you don't need to elaborate. I'm just curious. I thought you'd be like, yeah, he sure is. Not just like, yeah.
Eh.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's all good.
He likes your fun bag.
I like it. It's nice.
Hey, do you know what? We decided to start calling blowjobs and oral sex on a woman. We started, like, calling it South Mouth. What do you think about that?
I like that.
Do you like that?
I like that.
So how many dates?
I give a little South Mouth.
Oh, hello. So how many dates did you go on with my brother before you knew he was the one?
The first date went really good, and by the second date, I knew. And then the third date, I met his son, and so that just kind of clinched the deal.
Which date did you give it up?
Did I give it up?
Which date did you give it up on?
It was probably a good 3 weeks into it.
Wow. You made him hold out.
That's a while.
I held out for it. Wanted to make sure it was the real thing.
You like, so you might, one of your suggestions might be for people with online dating is to, like, not give it up for a while.
I think that, one, you should not send naked pictures of yourself.
Okay.
And two, yes, you should get to know each other before you go ahead and do the little humpty hump.
The honky dog. The honky honk?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to say while I have you on the phone that you're my favorite sister-in-law ever.
You're awesome.
No, you're awesome.
I like Norma Jean, though. Hubba hubba.
Do you want to do the South Mouth with her? I love that laugh. It's like the evil professor laugh. Is my brother there?
Yes, he is. Did you want to talk to him?
Yeah, just real quick, if that's all right.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Good talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too, as well.
Okay, here he is.
What up, bro?
Hey, supposedly you had to wait 3 weeks before she gave it up to you?
Yeah, that's her story, but, you know.
Was it worth the wait?
Oh, it was worth the wait.
Those fun bags are nice, right?
The fun bags are great.
So, we're talking about online dating, and I'm curious from a man's point of view, because we've talked to a couple ladies now. How long were you online dating?
I think I was on there for probably a month and a half, 2 months.
Wow. Oh, so you're a little kind of like professional.
Yeah, I think I went on. I went on a couple of dates, but
did he do speed dating?
You know.
was really that great until I met Liz.
Did they have cats? Did the girls that you date have cats?
No, no cats. No cats. That's a deal breaker.
He's like, I want my pussy between your legs, not on your lap.
That's right. Pussy's meant to be in one place.
True that.
Well, tell your wife thank you for letting us talk to her, and thank you for being such a good brother.
I will definitely do that, but just let me say for the record, I've enjoyed the naked pictures you got.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. You guys suck ass. Hey, how many notes did I hit in a row last night on Guitar Hero?
Dude, at one point I think you had like 857 straight notes.
That's because that's all you do. Because
I have no job.
That's a little sad, man.
Yeah,
it's
well,
not
when you
be
sit
proud
at home
of.
And practice Guitar Hero all day, what do you expect, man?
You're right.
You got to be good at something.
Hey, that's what my grandpa said. No matter what you're good at, do it all the time.
That's right.
So I play
Guitar Hero and masturbation.
Exactly, Guitar Hero and masturbation. All right, buddy, take care.
Later.
That was funny.
Oh, my Lord.
So we got a little bit of some more insight on internet dating.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do now? You want to do the contact information?
Okay. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email Blake at blake@ibwip.com. Or if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at normajean@ibwip.com. And then, you know, if you want to send Creepy an email, which... I don't know why you would, but his email is creepy@ibwip.com. You can also check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/itburnswhenip86. Or you can send us a voicemail at the phone number is 1-206-339-8419.
And I want a lot of people to call and leave voicemails for our final show. I want to have like as many of fans that listen to the show as possible call in and leave a voicemail, you know, have like a big kind of like montage.
Yeah.
It takes 2 minutes.
Why not?
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell them.
Enough time out of your day to send 2 minutes worth of speech to our voicemail.
Say you want to give somebody south mouth or something?
Yeah. Or do it while you're giving south mouth.
Yeah, that's a great voicemail. That reminds me of a clip I was going to show you one time. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Or you can check us out at ibwip.com. There's some links to photos, past episodes, Pia Vision, and the IBWIP store. Or you can...
That's the only way to get a hold of
that's
us.
That's it. Sorry.
So there's a couple podcasts that people really need to start checking out. Ninebullets.net. That's N-I-N-E, bullets.net. They're doing a monthly podcast now. We've done commercials for them and stuff, and they're it's really cool. They did their first one. They're doing one a month, and it's a lot of just like awesome music. So, to go to today, Junior, go to 9bullets.net and check out their podcast. It's awesome, and I did the graphics for it.
Did you?
Yeah, because I don't have a job and I have nothing else to do. And another awesome podcast. We've had Joshy P. He was here in the studio.
Right.
And he has the Outlaw Radio Chicago. And now, it used to be where his show was like live on Tuesday nights, and then you couldn't get it, like if you didn't listen.
That, on the radio?
Well, on the internet.
Oh, okay.
But now, Saving Country... God, I can't fucking talk. I got cum in my mouth.
Got a
dick in my mouth. SavingCountryMusic.com is now making his show downloadable. So every week you can go to SavingCountryMusic.com and download the show.
Sweet.
It's awesome. So Joshy P's show out there in Chi-Town. Do you like Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago's a lot of fun. I've been there a couple times this year already.
At the Cheese Factory?
Cheesecake Factory? Yeah, I went there. They have some really good cheesecake.
So, but definitely check out Outlaw Radio Chicago at SavingCountryMusic.com.
All right.
All right. What do you want to do next?
We're going to listen to a little bit of music by Wayne the Train Hancock. We're going to listen to Working on Working from his album Viper of Melody.
It's the new album. The brand new album.
Sweet.
And you can get that at Bloodshot Records at BloodshotRecords.com.
All right. Let's hear it.
The legend, Wayne the Train. Check it out.
The rich folks call it recession, but the poor folks call it depression. Everybody's hitting the
street with the low-down blues. Well, I ain't making no suggestion, but I just like to ask one question. If I can't find work, how the hell I'm gonna pay my dues? I got holes in my roof and holes in my shoes, and I sure am feeling down. Well, if I wanna have a place to lay my head, I gotta play every old honky-tonk in town. Working out of work and dodging my bills, I wonder if the president knows. I've stood in every super line around. Well, it's getting awful hard to keep living this way, staying on the edge from day to day. And if I don't find something soon, I'll be highway bound.
Joey Fuckup asking you to come along on Joey Fuckup's Hey Ride the Hell, my new podcast where I'll be playing bluegrass, country essentials, cowpunk, rockabilly, and shit that just kind of fits in. Check it out. Go to the MySpace page of my other show, Whiskey and Waterbeds, at www.myspace.com/whiskeyandwaterbeds, and look for it on my player. And while you're there, check out the blog for previous playlist info. So come along on Joey Fuckup's Hey Ride the Hell. I'll buy the beer and drink it for you.
Alright, now that you've got tons of chicks sending you messages, it's time to weed out the crazy ones.
You really think you should give tips on weeding out the crazies?
What do you mean?
Let's see, there was Leno, who tried to bite your dick off. She was a real winner. Then there was the slapper. And of course, who could forget? Mrs. X. Once you go black, you never go back, you know.
Yeah, you got a point. You got any advice?
Yeah. They're all crazy. Bars, the internet, anywhere you look for one, you're going to find crazy people.
Not at the high schools. I'm telling you.
Okay, guys and gals, if you want to find that special someone, one that's not crazy, you got to save up your money and buy a house. Make sure you ask for a single real estate agent and score. You're all set.
Yeah, I think that only works for you. You know what? Fuck it. Creepy, are you ready to head down to the high school? I think they're having softball practice this afternoon.
I'm right behind you, buddy. Tell you what. I'll even buy you dinner tonight.
Let me guess. McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
You two are hopeless. Where's my bottle of wine?
What kind of dog did you get?
It's a West Highland Terrier.
Has it peed on the floor yet?
Yeah, twice. And it pooped once on the floor. I had to clean that up.
Do you keep it in a kennel?
Yeah, during the day.
Good. All right. Well, we're on segment 4. It's gone fast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It's been all creepy in here interrupting.
Do what?
Is it Creepy's not here to interrupt?
Yeah, exactly. I miss Creepy when he's not here, though.
Yeah, I do too, but you know what? You gotta give him hell because he doesn't show up half the time.
Yeah, that's true. But supposedly there's a baby's being born or something. That's kind of important.
Is it his baby? Is it somebody's baby maybe. Who's related to him?
It could be. You never know. Somebody, he could have something to do with it. Maybe he was...
Maybe he feels guilty because he has to be there because it's actually his kid.
Could be. Wouldn't that be a good episode 27
that
story?
That would be an awesome story.
God.
Giving too much south mouth.
Yeah.
Getting himself in trouble.
Well, I guess this is the time to give thanks. And, of course, I want to give thanks to you and to Jesus. praise Jesus for making this show.
I saw somebody with a license plate today when I was going into work with a license plate that said WWJD.
What would Jesus do?
Uh-huh.
I think he'd listen to It Burns My Pee.
Really?
I think so. I think when I die, however soon that is, thank God.
God.
Then I'll go up to I'll go up to the pearly gates, and I think God will be like, "You're one funny motherfucker." And I got some angels
you think
here.
God will say motherfucker.
Yeah, and I think he'll be like, "You know what? Here's a couple whore angels to give you a little south mouth."
Here's your. Asian order bride.
Yeah, here's the Asian order bride. She died on the way over. She died in the box because nobody put the holes in it. So thank you for being on the show, as always.
Yeah, I want to give a little thanks, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Who you want to thank?
I want to give a thanks to Randy at Metal Farm Magazine. He gave me this awesome t-shirt that I'm wearing right now.
That's sweet.
Although, you know, I'm still kind of waiting on my Thundercloud 2000.
Yeah, he was a year ago he was supposed to give you
yeah,
that.
I know. Most girls, they ask for diamonds. I just want a Thundercloud. What the hell?
Why couldn't I have met you a long time ago? I don't have to buy you diamonds. I buy you a vibrator. You're happy.
I do south mouth.
And you do south mouth 2 to 3 times a week. And you drink heavily.
And I grab girls' boobs.
And you grab girls' boobs and kiss on them.
When I'm drunk.
Not their boobs. You kiss on the girls. Right. You know, I don't know. I've never seen you kiss on their boobs.
No, I haven't done that yet.
Neat yet. Always leaving it open for possibilities.
Yeah, you know. That's how I roll.
But I want to thank everybody for listening and the people that showed up to Pia Vision. The chat room was full.
The two people. Thanks, Josh. And I'm not sure who the other person is, but
thanks
too.
To the mystery persons.
Yeah.
Awesome. And let's see. What else? Episode 27 is coming out in May. It's going to be our 2-year anniversary show. Please, everybody, send us the voicemails. I want to play a whole bunch of voicemails
yeah.
on the next show. We're going to have Rachel Brooke and I can never get that cock out of my mouth.
You need to stop sucking cock.
I know. You could do it in the south mouth with the wrong thing.
South mouth and South Park.
I'm not gay, though, because after they get done sucking my dick, I'll beat them up. No, I really don't get my dick sucked by a guy. I'm just joking. That's strictly show comedy.
Well, make sure everybody tunes in for 27 because that might be our last show. We're either going to take a break or just stop it altogether. So.
Yeah, that's sad.
Make sure you show up and give a shout out to our last.
And make sure you show up for Pia Vision next month, our final episode of Pia Vision 2. You might take your clothes off, right?
Yeah, I'll wear something raunchy, though.
All right, sweet. Wearing something raunchy.
Out.
Huh?
I said it'll be warm out. So.
Yeah, you seem to wear more stuff like that when it's warm outside.
I'll wear a skirt or something.
Ooh. No panties?
No. I'll wear panties, but they won't be much of a, you know. I don't wear no granny panties, man.
What are these things called boy shorts? What?
They're like girls' boxers, only tight. Kind of like the, what are they called? The boxers that are tight. You know what I'm talking about? They're like underwear, but they're boxers.
Okay. Are they long like boxers? Like
yeah.
They're long?
Some are long, some are shorter. Boxer briefs, is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that, kind of, but they're short.
Are they the new in thing?
Yeah, but the girls, boy short things, they like...
Oh, so you see the cheekage.
Yeah.
So, okay. I just, I heard people talking about it. I don't know.
I have some.
You
I
have
don't
some.
Wear them, though.
You don't wear them?
No, I don't wear any.
All right, well, is there anything else? Rachel Brooke and Lonesome Wyatt are both going to be interviewed on the next show, and they have their album that they did together coming out called Bitter Harvest, and I am so excited to hear. I heard a couple songs when I saw Rachel play.
Sweet.
And I'm anxious to hear some of those songs.
Yeah, me too.
So that'd be cool. That'd be a good 2-year anniversary show.
Yeah. We'll make it a good one. Make sure Creepy shows up.
I think we should go get him like the day before.
Tie him up.
And tie him
in
up.
In the closet with his girlfriend with the blow up.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Destiny.
Yeah, Destiny.
I didn't bring Destiny out. She's sitting behind my TV. She stalks me at night. She says, Blake, give you a little soft mouth. All night, sucky, sucky. I know you're tired.
All night long.
She does it. She does it 7 nights a week if I want her to.
That's nice.
That's the kind of what you want right
there.
That's
what I'm talking about.
So thanks to my brother Matt and his wife Liz for being on the show.
And your mother.
And my mom. She's, not many moms would, be on a show like this.
No. No, my mom wouldn't. She wouldn't answer her phone.
She wouldn't answer her phone.
She'd disown me if she heard this.
Thanks to Big G. Thanks to Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Thanks to everybody. And thanks to Andy. Andy from Section 86.
Yeah.
He has a baby coming.
Sweet.
He impregnated his wife.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him.
Between playing the Xbox and watching TV
Maybe
and playing on the
get
computer.
Him a little south mouth and he was like,
Oh, southy mouth. So we congratulate them and hope all of that goes well. I think she's due in September.
So is my sister.
Really? Maybe they had sex on the same day.
Maybe they did.
That would be so cool.
Aaron was drunk.
Oh. Maybe you want to call Andy and see if his wife was drunk? Okay. Sure, what the hell? We ain't doing anything else. He won't answer his phone.
Nobody answers their phone.
I think it has something to do with my number.
Do you? Maybe yeah. I should try.
He sees it's me and he don't answer. Content is rocking.
Hey, this is Andrew Hughes. I'm not here right now. Leave your name, number, and your tone. I'll hear you back. Later.
To leave a voice message, press 1 or just wait for the
Hey, dude. We're doing PiaVision live. You're like the man behind the scene. You're like the great Wizard of Oz. And you won't answer your phone.
Thanks a lot.
Jeez. We're trying to get show content here. But, Norma Jean's here, and we wanted to congratulate you on impregnating your wife.
Congrats!
And she also wants to know if you got a little south mouth that night. So,
was your wife drunk?
Was your wife drunk when you impregnated her? But, okay, well, it's kind of boring when I'm talking to your voicemail. Out. Wow. Well.
All right.
No big shabdoomy at the end of the show. No big... Any secrets you want to tell?
Secrets?
Anything going on in your life that's just, besides giving blowjobs 3 times a week?
No, just being laid off next week.
I can give you all the tips on how to do that the right way.
I don't want any tips, man. I don't want to be laid off.
So I'm going
to be bored out of my mind. Blake's going to Chicago next week, and I'll be laid off. I'll be giving myself south mouth.
That would be so cool to watch. All right, thank you, everybody. Another episode of It Burns When I Pee Down the Toilet. And Norma Jean again. Ooh, you get sound effects. Thank you again, dear, for showing up. And we'll catch y'all in May. Later, bitches.
All right, we're going to lead it out with a song from Misery Jackal off their new album. The song's called Roller Girl Gale.
I picked that song. They sent me the new album, and it's awesome. But I picked that song because we have a lot of roller derby chicks that listen to the show.
Yeah.
I think roller derby chicks are hot.
They are.
Yeah, they all probably kick my ass, though, right?
They probably can't.
There isn't anybody that can't kick my ass.
Well, here she comes. Look at her roll. There she goes. Goodbye to her. Watch her fly. Look at her well. Let her buy her die, die, die. Roller Girl Gale. Let her go, or you'll get crazy.
the nerve to go away. You get what you deserve.